this brings me to the first goal of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran, which is to maintain U.S. hegemony in West Asia, also known as the Middle East. This was clearly spelled out by the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense, back in 1992 in the infamous Wolfowitz Doctrine. This was a plan that was written by the Undersecretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, a notorious warmonger. And in the Wolfowitz Doctrine, he stated very clearly that the goal of the U.S. empire was to prevent the rise of any other superpower that could challenge the dominance of the United States in the world. At this time in the 1990s, the Soviet Union had just been overthrown a year before, in 1991. The U.S. was the only major power in the world. It was a unipolar world dominated by the U.S. empire. And they wrote very clearly in this Pentagon document that the quote, goal is to preclude any hostile power from dominating a region critical to our interests, end quote. And they named several regions. Among them were the Middle East / Persian Gulf and also East Asia. And those are the main two areas today that the U.S. military is targeting, especially under Trump. In East Asia, the U.S. is militarizing the region to try to encircle China as part of the new Cold War. And now, of course, the U.S. is using Israel to wage war all across the Middle East, West Asia, to try to recreate the region, overthrowing all of the independent governments and propping up pro-U.S. regimes.